There was a family that came up to New York City from the mountains of Tennessee. They'd never been to the big city before, so they were kind of just wandering around, and they came across this building called the Empire State Building. And they kind of looked up and saw how big it was and decided to go in. Well, when they got inside, they noticed all these rooms that people were going in and out of called elevators. They'd never seen an elevator room before. So the dad and his son were standing there watching as people would go in and out. This one lady went in, and she was kind of disheveled. Her dress was kind of a mess, and her hair was all undone and no makeup on. And she went in the elevator, and that door closed. A couple of minutes later, a beautiful blonde walked out. And the dad turned to his son and said, "Billy, go get your ma. We've been talking about change for the last 2 weeks, and times change, don't they? Nations change, music changes, technology changes. I was stating the other day that this smartwatch I have is smarter than I am, but it has more computer power than the first computers that sent man to the moon years ago. Things change, but the one thing, folks, that never changes is God, because God never changes. He is constantly moving forward, and you know what? He's constantly moving you and I towards perfection. And even though we aren't going to see perfection this side of heaven, once we get there, we will have that perfect body. I used to tease my congregations that be prepared, because when they all get to heaven, they're going to look like me because I've got the perfect body. Mark Twain once said this. He said, "The only person who likes change is a wet baby." Some of you back there who've just had newborns, they tend to cry, don't they? Change can be an energizing power that we all go through. It's a process that we all go through. And if not handled properly, change can lead to stagnation. It can lead to regression. Well, I've come to realize that this book, the Bible, is about change. And when we hide God's word in our hearts, when we memorize it and follow its direction, we realize that changes handled well bring great gains. But those handled poorly bring great losses. So we're going to talk about change today, and the fact that God Himself never changes, because He is the bedrock of our faith, of everything we are. He is it. He is our peace, our security. He is our confidence when facing the past, the present, the future. We can always rely upon God. And God is always has someone at the ready on the move to move. I believe that God's plans for you and for me are always moving forward. They're never moving in the past. He always wants us to keep our eyes looking forward on His plan. God's mission in our lives continues no matter what. And we're going to talk about these things this morning a little bit. Because you and I are called by God to participate in the fulfillment of His calling, of His mission. What's His mission? Well, He gave it when He said, go into all the world and teach and preach and share the good news with others, starting right here at South Bend and then going out to Indiana and then to the world, sharing the good news. That's God's mission. And folks, we failed miserably. I have failed miserably. We have neighbors, we have friends who are going to hell because we have failed to share the good news. So we need to change. We need to change in the hand of a changeless God. Why? Because it's safe. It's positive. And it'll bear good fruit. So there are some key points I want us to look at this morning. And every week I've been giving you a key point. And after I read this, you can go to sleep. Here's the key point. The Bible teaches us that change is a useful part of God's plan to accomplish His purposes on earth. Let me read that one more time. The Bible teaches us that change is a useful part of God's plan to accomplish His purpose on earth. And it also teaches us when change comes our way, which happens constantly, we need to embrace it. We need to embrace it with confidence, with assurance, knowing that it comes from God, knowing that it's good because God would never, ever give us anything bad. So I want to read to you today, this morning, if you have your Bibles, fine. If not, it'll be up on the screen, from the book of Joshua, chapter 1, and I want to start with the first 5 verses, and it goes like this. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, into the land that I am giving to them, to the people of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will trod upon I have given to you, just as I promised to Moses. From the wilderness of the Lebanon as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all of the land of the Hittites and the great sea towards the going down of the sun shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Just as I was with Moses, so shall I be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. What a great promise that is. It was true 3,000 years ago or 4,000 years ago when this book was written. Just as it's true today, God says to you and to me, never will I leave you or forsake you. I have no idea what you're going through right now, what valleys you're going through. But God is there with you, holding you up, carrying you at times. The book of Joshua begins with a matter-of-fact statement of a big change for Israel. It says, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, Moses is acknowledged as God's servant, but without excessive attachment to the past. This is a simple acknowledgement of faithfulness that Moses was there, but now you, Joshua, are going to step in and take his place. God was saying that we have to move on. And as we as a church of Trinity is going through this transition period, we have to move on as well. Now, it's appropriate that when we have changes in our lives, that we go through all kinds of emotions. Folks pass, we go through emotions. Jobs change, we go through emotions. Our loved ones are hospitalized. We go through all kinds of emotions. And the emotions are good. But at some point, we need to get out of that emotional state and start moving. And that's what God is telling Joshua to do here. It's good to recognize the past. And next year when we have our 50th anniversary of our church, we're going to recognize the past. And there, believe it or not, there are still people here that were from the original charter membership. And that's wonderful. And they've added a lot. But you are the future. And we need to recognize that as well. Yes, recognize the past, but recognize the future. And what we as a church can do. Folks, change isn't easy. I don't like change. Howard Hendricks, a Christian writer, once said this. He said, from research and personal experience, I've come to the conclusion that in every church, 16% of its members will never change. He goes on, he says, the tragic is I see young pastors every day leaving the ministry because of this 16%. It's as if they're butting their heads against the wall, he says. What they should be doing instead is concentrating on the 84% that are ripe for change. That's where the ministry of the local church takes place. Beloved, change is a part of life. Every day we go through changes. Every day we want to become part of God's plan for change in our life. So in this verse, it simply says, your servant Moses is dead. But now then you need to move on. Our pastor Kevin has left. But we're going to get a new pastor, and we're going to move on. And we're going to do greater and bigger things than Trinity has ever seen in the past. Beloved, God never changes. His word will never change. His commands and laws will never change. And his word is constant and can be counted on forever. When I was much younger, we had the Mickey Mouse Club on television. I think they have reruns today, don't they? Do you remember the Mickey Mouse song, everybody? Can you sing it with me? MickeyMouse. And the original cast had Annette, of course, and which every guy had go-go eyes over. And Tim and just all these different characters that would sing and dance. Do you realize that Mickey Mouse Club is available in 284 different countries today on television in their native language? But let me tell you something else that'll blow your mind. This book is written in over 1,900 languages, and it's available to the world. That blows my mind. It was the very first book printed back in 1456 by Gutenberg. And I'm going to tell you, it's the last thing we're going to see when Jesus comes back. How great is that? Jesus put it this way in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 18. He said, for truly I say to you, until heaven and earth will pass away, Not an iota or a dot will pass from the law until all is accomplished. God restates the same promises to Israel under Joshua as he did under Moses. The leadership changed. The purpose had not. The leadership changed. The goals stayed the same. The leadership changed, but the power of God's strength to accomplish everything was exactly the same. God was saying, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you, Joshua. And I will never leave you or forsake you. What a promise that is. And folks, that promise is available and is ours for the taking today. Neither will I leave you or forsake you. So the next time you're having a bum party, you're down and out, you just don't feel like there's anything to live for, remember that. I will never leave you or forsake you. Because it is that changeless God that enables us to confront change, to continue on in life. And then listen to verses 6 through 9. Be strong and courageous. For you shall cause this people to inherit the land that I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, being careful to do according to all the law that Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may have good success wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from you, from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night. God is telling Joshua, be strong, be courageous. Why? Because of his character. Leadership changed. Moses is now dead. Joshua is there, but their character was the same. And God proved their character. Folks, character counts. Joshua was gifted differently than Moses was, but their character and their commitment to God was the same. So God addresses Joshua to make the Word of God the defining guideline in his leadership. The law of God will be his authority. The law of God will be his safety net. The law of God will be his guiding force. The law of God will be all that Joshua hinges everything upon. And this is still true today with godly leadership. Character counts. Talents can be learned. Gifts can be developed, but without character, folks, they are nothing. Nothing. During World War II, when the Nazis invaded Germany, the French took down all the signposts so that they had, when they invaded, they had absolutely no direction of where they were going. They couldn't read the maps because they were in French. And without the signpost, they had no direction in life. Let me ask you this morning. Have the signposts in your life been taken down? Do you need to look to God for your strength? For your courage, then do it. Then do it. And then as we continue in verse 8, let me read verses 8 and 9. It says, but you shall meditate on this day and night, so that you may be careful not to not to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened, and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. God promises Joshua success in leading if he stays committed to the Word of God. God promises the same thing for us today. This Word of God is so important. Folks, we need to get into it, hide it, read it, memorize it. Keep it in your hearts. I have many Marine friends that were in the Hanoi Hilton during Vietnam. And every man to the man says this: the only thing that kept them going was the Word of God. Now, most of them weren't religious, but many of them, while they were in there, through Morse code, tapping on the bars and tapping on the concrete walls with a tin cup, learned different passages in Scripture. And to this day, one of my best friends, who has become a pastor, who was incarcerated there by the Viet Cong, has this book memorized. Folks, the Word of God is powerful. Joshua should not be afraid or discouraged, the Scriptures tells us, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. What a promise that is, that we have that today. He wasn't gifted like Moses. He was gifted differently. But he was committed to the Word of God, just as Moses was. He was an instrument being used by God. Several years ago in Europe, there was a well-known violinist who owned a Stradivarius, which is a very old, beautiful violin. And he would go and play this Stradivarius at concert halls before kings and queens, presidents and royalty. And everyone would whisper as he was playing, "Ah, listen to the Stradivarius, the beautiful sounds that the Stradivarius makes." All praise went to the instrument. One day, this master violinist was walking by a pawn shop, and he noticed a $5 violin in the window, and he went in and bought it. And he took it home, and he polished it, and he put a new bridge on it, new frets, and new strings, and tuned it up, and started playing it. And then one day, he took it to the concert hall, the most important concert he had ever played. And they said, "Ah, listen to the beautiful Stradivarius." You see, he had built character into that violin, just as God builds character into you and I. We need to give our glory to God because we are his instruments. And then in Joshua chapter 1, verses 10 through 18, let me read. "And Joshua commanded the officers of the people, 'Pass through the midst of the camp and command the people, prepare your provisions, for within 3 days you are to pass over this Jordan to go in and take possession of the land that the Lord your God is giving you to possess. And to the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh,' Joshua said, 'remember the word that Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, the Lord your God is providing you a place of rest and will give you this land. Your wives, your little ones, your livestock shall remain in the land that Moses gave you beyond the Jordan. But all the men of valor among you shall pass over armed before your brothers and shall help them until the Lord gives rest to your brothers as he has given you. And they also shall take possession of the land that the Lord your God has given them. Then you shall return to the land of your possession and shall possess it. The land that Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you beyond the Jordan toward the sunrise. And they answered Joshua, all that you have commanded us, we will do. And wherever you send us, we will go. Just as we obeyed Moses in all things, so will we obey you. Only may the Lord your God be with you as he was with Moses. Whosoever rebels against your commandments and disobeys your words, whatever you command him shall be put to death. Only be strong and courageous. Joshua picks up the mantle of leadership. He embraces the mission that God has given him because that mission hasn't changed. And then he tells everybody it's time to move forward. Folks, it's time to move forward. At some point, we're going to have a new pastor. But just as it was back in the days of Joshua, we're going to find that even though the leadership will change, the mission has not. The goal will remain the same. The mission will remain the same. The promises of God will remain the same. And the challenges that God gives us will be the same. So Moses said in Joshua 1:10, so Joshua ordered the officers of the people. While some things changed, others didn't. The leadership didn't change. And even though we are going to be getting a new pastor at some point, the leadership will change, but the mission is not going to change. So we need to keep our eyes focused on God and not on man. How important that is to be prepared. So I'm asking you to pray for the elder committee that we have, the elders board that we have, the search committee that we have. Next weekend is a very important weekend for the church with Nancy Moore coming, talking to many of you, to the staff. Seeing the direction of how this church is going to go, of where it's going to go. That's why it's so important that if you haven't done your assessment already, please pick up a copy. Get on the computer. Go to our website. It's there. And do the assessment. We need those in by today so we can have them in the computer by tomorrow. Joshua instructs the tribes to get ready to move forward. And that's what I'm telling you, folks. Get ready. Get ready to move forward. Don't look back. Don't live in the presence. But get ready to move forward. The promised land is just around the corner. They had united with a purpose. They had the support of their leaders. They had the trust and promises of God. And now they were ready to move forward. And that's what we need to do. One thing that never changes, that's God. He never changes. He is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. My prayer for each one of us is that we'll get on board. Get excited. I have no idea where this church is going, but I'm excited about it. Because it's on the move. And I like things on the move. And I hope you do too. I have no idea what this church is going to look like 3, 5, 10 years down the road. But my prayer is that this room wouldn't be able to hold all of the crosswalk service, that they might need their own building. Wouldn't that be exciting? Only God knows. But folks, you're part of it, a very important part. Would you pray with me?